All right, to politics now. And do you want to know which states are shaping up to be the most important as the election winds down? Well, take a look at the candidates' schedules today. John McCain and Sarah Palin are in Missouri. Barack Obama is in Michigan. Joe Biden in Wisconsin. Kind of a Midwest thing going on. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here now. And Ron, let's talk about the battlegrounds in just a moment and look first at the overall situation. There are some post-convention national polls out today, and it looks like John McCain got a bounce.
Yes, he did. It's still a tight race in most polls with an emerging tilt, if you will, to McCain based on the GOP convention and mostly based on the Sarah Palin pick. There is one USA Today Gallup poll showing McCain is up 10 points among likely voters. And there's another Gallup tracking poll that they're doing all the time that shows him up 3 points among registered voters. Now, the difference is that they ask these screening questions to try to determine whether or not someone is really likely to vote, and those are based on the past patterns and precedents. And so they tend to strain out younger voters and first-time voters and non-white voters who have not voted as often in the past as groups.
Is this a John McCain bounce or a Sarah Palin bounce?
I'd have to say it's a Sarah Palin bounce. I think that you can see it starting to develop after he named her, and certainly it picks up steam after her Wednesday night speech. And if you look at the enthusiasm level at the events they've been holding jointly over the weekend, the chants are Sarah, and the signs are all about Palin. It's hard not to see this as largely driven by that pick.
Okay, let's talk about the battleground, the Midwest. Is it going to be the Midwest again this year?
It's a battleground, but it's not the only one by any means. The thing about the Midwest is you've got about half the states that the two campaigns consider to be contestable. The Republicans think they can possibly take away Michigan, maybe even Wisconsin or Minnesota. But the Democrats have their own designs on Iowa and Missouri, which went for Bush in 2004. And Ohio is always a battleground. So that right there is half a dozen states. You go out west, though, the Democrats still think they can make some gains in the West. That is Nevada, Colorado, and New Mexico, all Bush states in 2004, they think they can win this year. And going back east, there are two Atlantic states the Democrats want to contest in Virginia and Florida, while up north you've still got New Hampshire and one more good old hardy perennial, Pennsylvania.
Well, speaking of Pennsylvania, Scranton has been mentioned a number of times over the last week, and maybe it's the battleground of the battlegrounds. Well, we sent reporter Joel Rose to find out what people there make of all the attention.
Alaska Governor Sarah Palin could have chosen practically any town in America to make her point. The fact that she picked Scranton, Pennsylvania, wasn't lost on voters here. And some, including Melissa Tice, are not happy about it.
I don't really think that she knows a lot about Scranton, like the history and the culture and all that kind of stuff. I think it's up and coming. I don't think it's necessarily small town. I don't think we have small town ideas in any way, shape, or form.
Do you think she won any votes in Scranton by doing that?
Definitely not.
But other Scrantonians don't seem to mind. Leandra Barbuti-Ayella says she's glad to hear the candidates talk about Scranton at all.
I really didn't think of it as a negative. When I heard Scranton, I'm just like, that's wonderful. It puts us on the map again.
This blue-collar city in northeast Pennsylvania, population 76,000, hasn't spent much time in the national spotlight since the days when local coal was fueling the steel mills by the Lackawanna River. But this year, Scranton has been right in the middle of the action. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton touted her father's roots here during the presidential primary campaign. Lately, it's vice presidential nominee Joe Biden, a senator from Delaware, who's reminding voters that he was born in Scranton.
Everything I know about working hard, I learned growing up in my grandpop's home in Greenridge. You know, Scranton's a place that never leaves you. It becomes part of your heart.
He really is a guy from Scranton. He is a guy with heavy roots in the coal industry through his parents and grandparents, but the Irish Catholic culture, too.
Scranton Mayor Chris Doherty, a moderate Democrat, says Biden will help the ticket here, but he admits that many voters still have reservations about Barack Obama. Lackawanna County voted 3-1 for Hillary Clinton in the state's primary. Chris Doherty ran Clinton's campaign in northeast Pennsylvania, although he's now backing Obama.
Who are all her voters going to vote for now?
To be honest with you, I think the jury's still out. When I talked to the people who worked on the campaign with me and we did the neighborhoods and to get the vote out, they say they're still waiting.
I'll watch the debates, see how they actually can perform under pressure.
Pamela Farabaugh is eating lunch at Cosgrove's Clubhouse and Tavern in Greenridge, the working-class neighborhood where Joe Biden grew up.
Do they come up with concrete information, not just big general, you know, statements, which is what a lot of it's been?
Faribault says Joe Biden might be a good choice for vice president, but where he comes from doesn't make much difference to her. Biden's local roots do matter to Janice Cordier, the daytime manager at Cosgrove's.
I don't know him personally. I know a lot of people that know him. He's a great family man. I think he's going to do a lot for our area.
But even in Biden's old neighborhood, it's clear that the campaign still has some work to do. Patrick Maher is eating lunch on the patio at Cosgrove's. He points out that Joe Biden only lived in Scranton until he was 10.
I think the majority of people around here think it's a bit disingenuous that he's really not from here. So I hear a lot of people saying, you know, it's just smoke and mirrors. He's spent 55 years living in Delaware. He's not a Scranton person.
It's no surprise that Maher, a Republican, is planning to vote for Senator John McCain. The question is how many Hillary Clinton supporters will do the same. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
And we're joined again by NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. And Ron, is that the question, not only in Scranton, but in other battleground states, how many Hillary Clinton supporters the Obama campaign can get to vote for Barack Obama? And how valuable will she be in the next several weeks?
I think you saw that immediately as Hillary Clinton got right back up on the horse, got right back out on the campaign trail. She's in Florida today campaigning for Barack Obama. We'll see if they put Bill Clinton into New Hampshire, a place where he's always been quite popular. And we'll see just how much they have to use the Clintons now, maybe a little bit more than they had been anticipating or preferring.
Okay, the other big event this week is the Sarah Palin TV interview, the first one, where she will be with Charlie Gibson of ABC News.
That's right. Looks like Charlie got the nod, and probably will be Thursday night. Thursday or Friday, we're being told. And, of course, Thursday is a much bigger viewership night on primetime on the networks. So we're expecting it to be in primetime. No exact timing yet, but they got the first go. Now, the campaign promises that they will be putting her out for other networks to interview over the weeks ahead. Whether or not there'll actually be a press conference, we still don't know. I don't know whether or not she'll have the sort of news conference that other candidates have had where there are multiple reporters. But she is going to do serial interviews with at least some of the TV networks.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.
That's NPR Senior Washington Editor Elving. And NPR's Day-to-Day continues.